on 95.9 The Rad. We'll be giving away Papa Roach tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, Bad Wolves, Stone Pony Summer Stage with an epic show on August the 9th.
That is a sick lineup.
Here is today's No Sweat News. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, you heat wave. You just cooked some brain cells. Dateline, New York City. A news crew from ABC in New York City is being hailed as heroes.
Oh.
While they were doing some man on the street type news footage gathering for the heat wave story.
Oh, yeah.
They just happened to catch two guys robbing a jewelry store just down the block.
Oh my God!
The cameraman
just turns
was
into pure chaos.
Getting what they call B-roll. You know, when the announcer is talking, it's so hot in New York City, you could fry an egg on us.
Yeah.
Or you could watch two guys rob the jewelry, the Tourneau store. You know, the one you hear the ads for with all the expensive watches.
Oh my God!
Two guys walked in the middle of the day, brought their hammers with them, started smashing the counter, and the TV guy was like, is that somebody smashing a window? Let me just point the camera down at the Tourneau store, and they caught the guys running away.
You might not want to do that in broad daylight, dumbskis.
You might not.
You might want to think about your plan there. Case out the joint.
ABC actually turned the footage into the police to help catch the joint.
That's unbelievable.
Dateline Mexico for our second story of the day. Ah, what a wonderful day it is to celebrate Secretary's Day. Especially in Mexico, with a misogynistic stereotype straight out of the 1960s.
Oh, God. What is this?
Back on, the third Wednesday of July, they celebrated Secretary's Day in Mexico. Now, here in the United States, we've already changed the name to Administrative Professionals Day.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we haven't quite got there in Mexico yet.
Okay.
The Circle K grocery in Mexico was forced to apologize to everyone in general because their sale for the holiday of Secretary's Day was on wine and condoms.
I should be laughing.
No, you shouldn't
That's
be.
That's terrible.
But you are.
Well,
come on in for your wine and condoms, Secretaries.
I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah.
So, so it's like Mad Men down there.
They wound up pulling the ad saying, quote, we deeply regret the contents.
Yeah, on second thought, we shouldn't have advocated people getting liquored up. Well, specifically the secretaries.
Right. Yeah.
And so then,
can I get, that's a bad look for 200, Alex.
Oh my God.
I would win that Jeopardy category.
Jeez Louise. Not the greatest idea.
And a happy Secretary's Day to you. And our third and final story of the day. Saturday was the official 50th anniversary of the day we landed on the moon.
Oh, yes. What a day, too.
According to recent survey, it pains me to actually speak these words on the air.
Don't do it, then.
A full 20% of Americans believe the moon landing was faked.
Well, shot by Stanley Kubrick on an Arizona soundstage. We all know this.
20%.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of crazy person would think that.
20%.
20%. I mean, I'm just, a couple people I know from MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, have that sort of sentiment, but that's all I'm saying.
People under 50 years old were three times more likely to say it than people over 50.
People under 50 are three times more likely to think the Earth is still flat.
Seriously, people. We landed on the moon. We came back.
There is footage of it.
And if you want to
you can see it on YouTube.
If you want to debate me, please come close enough so that you get in fist arm's reach.
Ouch!
Okay?
I don't want to get in arm's reach.
You're going to go buzz off. Remember that? Remember the video of the guy confronting Aldrin?
Buzz Aldrin smacked that guy right in the face.
And he decked him.
It's a nice right, like a straight right from Buzz Aldrin.
20%. Please. That's today's No Sweat News. I'm actually sweating a little bit over that. God knows the other idiocy those 20% believe. That's the No Sweat News. Roach tickets.
Woo.
Friday on the quiz. If you miss any episodes of the No Sweat News quiz, be sure to check them out on the podcast section of WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.